It's Monday, November 7th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, on this beautiful, beautiful November day. And isn't it hard to believe that I'm saying November? I cannot believe how fast this year has gone. And 2017 is just around the corner. So let's enjoy the rest of what we have left of this year and really make it count. So today on the show, guys, we're going to talk about some new products that are out. We'll have a discussion of the week, which is basically, it was my discussion with a vendor. I actually spoke to a vendor slash artisan. Really interesting conversation with Casey of Bluebell Shaving. Training tip of the week. We're going to discuss a stropping trick for newbies. Makes it easy to... a lot of things which when it comes to stropping. Sorry. It's more like... It's tough to master straight shaving altogether. Stropping just makes it harder. So by this trick just eliminates that issue of stropping error. So... it's a video, but I'll discuss it as well, and we'll talk about that today. Some meetups, although there's only a few meetups going on right now that I know of on shavemeetup.com, but we'll discuss them as well. And what's coming up with the podcast? What are we going to be doing in the future? I know I've been discussing this for the past few weeks or few episodes, but I've got some ideas, and I'd like to go over it with you guys, too, at the end of the show today. So, you know, stay tuned for that as well. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. So the first thing I'd like to discuss this week is an article. And I don't like to talk too much about what I do in the wet shaving, but I did write this article for my blog site, and I just wanted to go over with you because I'm very proud of it. For my blog, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, I've announced that the 1700s database is completed and up to view. So it is there as of this morning at 6 a.m. As Monday morning at 6 a.m. I've had it. It's set and ready. So if you want to check it out, just go right to my blog. It'll be the center page. So it's why am I pleased to announce this? It's just something that it's a passion of mine. I'm really into 1700s history and to culture, and I've been doing a lot of studying on it myself, just reading on the life and everything. And I found a lot of information, but I did not find a lot about shaving because shaving was really not something that I guess people wrote in history books. So I did find a few books that do have information on this, on shaving, and I did link them up. So what I did was I made a guide with some information regarding soaps, perfumes, razors and brushes, and all that good stuff of shaving in the 18th century. And I also included some links to some really awesome blogs, websites, groups, and some companies that are actually still in business from the 1700s that we actually use every day that you may not even know that have been in business that long. And to top it all off, there's a video of myself shaving with one of my razors from the 18th century. So, you know, I'm not really like to discuss my personal work on the podcast, but I'm really proud of this. And I hope you guys can check it out and just let me know what you think. It did take some time to get together. It took a few months of researching, lots of Google translated documents, but I think I have a good grasp on it and understanding. So check it out, shavestraightandsafe.com. So some new products out. Something really interesting that caught my eye when I was on Facebook the other day. A lot of guys were talking about it, but L&L Grooming, they came out with a brush rejuvenator soap, which I've seen some solutions and stuff of brush cleaning and all that, but I've never seen a soap before, and I think it's the first one, as the gentleman mentions in his video. So it's a shave soap that's made for just cleaning your brush, and you basically use it just like you would use a shaving brush, just and rinse it off, and supposedly cleans it up, moisturizes it, makes it look good, and everything like that. We did discuss this on the wet shaving roundtable, Wet Shavers Roundtable. A few weeks ago, we discussed brush cleaning and who did it and who didn't, and ways of doing it. So this is another way of trying to clean your brush. And I say try because I've tried to clean mine before, and I think I noticed a difference when I do clean them. But I've been using shampoo. I mean, whenever I get a new brush, especially a natural hair brush, I use a anti-dandruff shampoo on it to try and get that smell out, because some of those natural brushes do stink really bad, like a barn. Like, smell like an animal. But it takes about 4 or 5 shaves, and then it starts to go away, and pretty soon you never notice it again. But I used to use that, and I do that periodically on all my brushes. I do clean it with dandruff shampoo, like Head and Shoulders or something like that. And, well, this is pretty interesting. So I'd like to see the reviews on this, and glad this L&L came out with a really cool new item for everyone. So check it out at landlgrooming.com, and it's one of the front page items. So check it out, and if you get one, let me know how it works. So Barrister and Mann had announced their winter releases, and they're scheduled for November 22nd. So as we know with Hallows, it sells out pretty fast, guys. So if you're really interested, probably want to set your alarm for midnight and get up real early to buy these items if you're interested. But there's several scents that are being released. It's one again, I'm sorry. Dickens, First Snow, and Lather Fig Pudding. These are the three items coming out. So check it out at the website, barristerandman.com, and you can see all the information for their new releases right at the top tab. Another company, Wet the Face, is coming out with Christmas Time, which is a soap, and I believe aftershave, which is pre-orders now. So they're doing pre-orders for it, and the release date is Thanksgiving. So that will be the day it will be going out. And the scent profile, and that's pine, fir needles, cedar bark, and eucalyptus. Really interesting soap. Cool picture, cool visual art on it. And check it out, wetthefacedotthefacebook.com, if you're interested. Really cool. I would do a pre-order if you do want it, though. It's not. It's very inexpensive as well. It's not too bad. So, hey, guys, if you're into the wintery soaps and stuff like that, this might be the one for you. So check it out, wetthefacedotthefacebook.com. And we have 4 new scents from Vanulet. Now, I'm a fan of the presentation of this company. I think that when you open the soap and you see the way they present it. I recently bought one of their soaps and found like the pumpkin spice latte or pumpkin latte soap. You open it up and the presentation was unbelievable. It's different colors. There's a little pumpkin soap in there. Really cool. So if you want to talk about presentation, Vanulet gets a 10. And they also, their soaps are great performing too, and I like their aftershaves as well. Love the scent. Really interesting. So they have 4 seasonal scents coming out, or new scents coming out. You have La Rive, which is, the notes are rosemary, star anise, and bergamot. You have vanilla bean, which are notes of real vanilla. Elf balls, which it's pretty funny. Elf balls, that's pretty good. Notes of orange, clove, and spices. And orange crayon, which is notes of orange and cranberry. So check that out as well, guys. Vanulet.com. Interesting soaps with great presentation. And they have good visual art on their stuff too. So really cool. And Phoenix Accoutrements has come out with a couple of things on the last week. Clown Fruit. We talked about Clown Fruit Descent a few weeks ago. It was released right before Halloween, and it was really re-released on Halloween last week, so we kind of missed it on last week's podcast, but we have it now. And it features the soap, aftershave, and shave stick soap. So really cool, the little shave sticks. You can get 2 in a pack when you buy it. And they glow in the dark, which I thought was pretty cool. I think the soap glows in the dark too, but it's really awesome that I haven't seen a shave soap that glows in the dark, so I'm definitely a fan. I think it's also just a cool concept. And the unique scent profile behind and the story behind it's really interesting. So check out the site, if anything. Even if you don't purchase the product, at least read the story, because Phoenix always has some great stories with their products. I always like a nice little story that goes with every product they make, and it's really interesting to read it. So check it out, phoenixaccoutrements.com. And also, I don't want to forget, the DOC Aluminous line has come out. And it's a new line of aluminum products that are made in the USA. And right now they have 2 DOC razors and 2 switchback brush handles. Now the DOC razor is that double open comb, the vintage design that Phoenix brought back a few years ago, and works really well. It's a very mild razor. And the switchback brush handles, which are the brush where you can basically take the knot off and on. Really cool. Again, awesome brush, awesome products. Really cool to see that it's made in USA as well. So the DOC Aluminous line, that's at phoenixaccoutrements.com. So check them out, guys, if you're interested in those items as well. So we'd like to move along with the discussion of the week. And I had a little bit of an email discussion with Casey from Bluebell Artisan Soaps. And I'll read it to you guys because I know we're really, some people are really interested in the interviews, but it's very hard for some artisans and myself as well because we work in the day and a lot of us do the work at night or on the weekends and it's tough to get it collaborated. But sometimes we'll just talk on via email. And I talked to Casey on email, and they have a very small, it's a two-person operation with his brother Alex. So Alex and Casey run Bluebell Artisan Soaps, and they started in 2015. They've been wet shaving for a few years, and you know the usual story where they went and they saw an artist shaving store. They realized that they were getting much better shaves with the products and wanted to basically start their own company. So they've been making, Alex, Casey's brother, has been actually making bar soap for the family for years. And then one day they just got together and they started messing around with shaving soaps. And right now their product line is just vegan, but they are in the process of making a towel line as well. So I was able to get one of the barbershop soaps that they make. And if you guys know me, I'm a very big fan of barbershop scents. I have tons of them. I always buy them. And I really love how the artisan makes a barbershop, because I think out of all of the barbershop scents out there, I think almost all of them are different, and all of them are more of, you know, you get to see what the artisan's really trying to, the point they're trying to come across with barbershop, what their interpretation of a barbershop scent, and I really find it interesting. I think they're a very personal soap to the artisan, much like a winemaker with wine. You know, every wine they make is different and there's a story behind it. I think also the same thing with barbershop. If I'm wrong, I might be wrong, but for the most part, that's what I've spoken to many artisans regarding the same thing. So really cool. I have the barbershop with me right now and it's, the smell is really nice. It's just really fresh, really masculine. I mean, it really is good. The soap performed very well as well. I've been using the soap for a few days and it's really great. So I'd like to shout out to Casey and to Alex with their new company and wish them the best of luck and to thank them for their time and just to discuss a few things. We had a nice little email conversation going on, really interesting company, and wish them best of luck. So guys, if you try and check them out, I left their link in the show notes, Bluebell Artisan Soaps, and check them out and let me know what you think. There are several scents, not just barbershop. Sorry, I think there's about 4 or 5 scents that they have, and they're coming out with new products here and there. So check them out, bluebellsoaps.com. Oh, sorry, bluebellsoap.com. And the training tip of the week. So here's a tip that I came up with this video about a year ago. It's an older video, and I got some positive feedback on it, and that's why I want to share it with you guys today. And it's important when you strop a straight razor, especially with a hanging strop, not to ruin the bevel, the microscopic edge on the razor, which is tough to do. If you misdrop your razor and cup the strop too much and don't pull it, you don't want to pull it too tight, but you don't want to have too much slack in it, you can actually roll the edge. And rolling the edge means you'll lose that cutting fine little foil end that you see at the end if you look under a microscope and find it. You don't want to lose that. You also don't want to destroy your strop. So this stropping trick basically takes a hanging strop, you place it on a flat surface like a table or basically a table is the only thing you can use, or you know, if you want to use a piece of wood you can do that too, but I recommend a table or a desk or something, and just take the straight razor and just glide it over, very soft, very easy. Now this works because you can't cup it too much, you can't pull it too tight or not enough, and if you go very slowly on it when you're learning, yes, it takes a little bit longer, but it does keep that edge right. And I've seen a lot of guys, including myself when I started, that destroy edges by improper stropping and have to get the razors rehoned or touched up. So let's save you guys some money and try it this way. Take your hanging strop, place it flat on a table, and just go over it nice and easy. And you'll be very happy with the results. So check it out, guys. I left the video in the show notes and the link to it as well. Check it out. Straight razor stropping trick by myself, actually. I did that video about a year ago. So moving on with the latest news of the podcast and what's going on with the podcast. So I've started a new layout. I've been doing the same layout for about 2 months, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback. And I wanted to thank you guys for reaching out and telling me that you are enjoying the new layout. So what I'd like to feature every week on the show is the new products I've been working out. So I have about 45 vendors and artisans that I check weekly. And I think I probably add at least 2 to 3, sometimes 5 new ones when I see them coming out. So thank you guys for giving me the positive feedback, and I'll keep this layout the same. So I'm going to keep the layout as new products every week to start off. Discussions, I'll keep a discussion of stuff that, of thoughts or something like that to discuss. We'll do a training trip for the newbies and for some more of our experienced guys as well, and we'll work on that. We will discuss the meetups, and we'll always talk about what's coming up. So I'm just going over the sheet right now. I'm going to keep that layout for a while until I run out of content, which I don't think is ever going to happen. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And for those of you who did reach out and tell me that you did, thank you very much, because I enjoy doing them as well. ShaveMeetup.com for the latest meetups. We only have two. We have the one in West Palm Beach, South Florida Wet Shavers, which is coming up this weekend, and we have the one in Medina, Ohio as well. So, guys, if you're doing a meetup or planning a meetup, if you need help with a meetup, go to ShaveMeetup.com and send them a message. It'll help you out. If you want, you can even email me, and I'll give you a hand, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. So, guys, what's coming up? What's in store for the podcast? We have the Holiday Gift Giving Guide, which will be a Sharpologist exclusive. It is being worked on at the moment, and we'll be featuring that on the podcast. Now, that will be a Sharpologist.com item, but I'm going to go over it on the podcast and just review it with everybody and share it. We have our Winter Seasonal Guide, which I'd like to do the first week of December. We'll have all the winter seasonal items coming out. Our plans for 2017, that we'll be doing on the last show of the year. We'll go over with our plans and goals for 2017 for the podcast. And you know what, guys? As always, please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions, concerns, or anything like that. I'm really interested in hearing what you guys have to say all the time, and I always answer my emails, if not right away, sometimes maybe, you know, a day or two later. But please, you know, don't hesitate, reach out. Remember, guys, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. I'd like to give special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and his site. This podcast would not be possible without Mark. Also, Casey from Bluebell Artisan Soaps for reaching out and for having a really interesting discussion with me. Thank you, Casey, for being there from Bluebell Artisan Soaps. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, you guys are what keeps this podcast going. And I appreciate every single one of you every single week. So, guys, don't forget to check out my blog at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And remember to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me know if you need any information on that, and just reach out to me. Remember, guys, our next show will be 11/21/16. That's November 21st, right before Thanksgiving. So looking forward to seeing you then. And as always, shave straight and shave safe.